A Jewish Journal article. LA Times bars reporters who signed anti-Israel letter from covering Israel-Hamas war, report says. The news website Semaphore published a scoop on Thursday stating that the Los Angeles Times has barred reporters who signed onto an anti-Israel letter from covering the Israel-Hamas war for at least 3 months. The letter in question, which was published on November 9, accuses Israel of slaughtering our colleagues and their families, and called for an end to violence against journalists in Gaza, as well as Western newsroom leaders to be clear-eyed in coverage of Israel's repeated atrocities against Palestinians. The letter also urged journalists to tell the full truth without fear or favor. To use precise terms that are well defined by international human rights organizations, including apartheid, ethnic cleansing, and genocide. Semaphore reported that nearly a dozen Times staffers signed the letter, and that the Times has blocked them all from covering the war for at least the next 3 months, citing two sources who were familiar with the situation. Semaphore also reported that Kevin Morita, the Times executive editor, sent an email to Times employees on Thursday stating that the paper's readers should not be able to discern the private opinions of those who contributed to that coverage, or to infer that the organization is promoting any agenda. Morita added that, "We must maintain the integrity of that journalism, which is core to our reputation." The reported move from the Times received some praise on X, formerly known as Twitter. More of this. The Honest Reporting Watchdog posted. More hands clapping of hands clapping this. https://t.co/fnfovnvdkg. Honest Reporting. At Honest Reporting, November 17, 2023. This is how you maintain journalistic integrity, the Israel War Room account posted. The at LA Times has prohibited writers with a clear anti-Semitic, anti-Israel bias from covering the Israel-Gaza war for at least 3 months. This is how you maintain journalistic integrity. At BBC World, at CNN, at NY Times, at AP News, at NBC News, at ABC, at MSNBC, take note. https://t.co/4bvkrvp. Israel War Room, at Israel War Room, November 17, 2023. The Times did not respond to the journal's request for comment. On Friday, the Times editorial board called for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, urging President Joe Biden to strong-arm Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stop the mass, indiscriminate killing. The Times editorial argued that Hamas atrocities do not justify atrocities in kind.